Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. This is Chris Holman, and we're in our studio in downtown Lansing, and we have a plethora of talent here in the studio and on the phone as well. We actually have here Jeff Scheibel. Jeff, President, CEO, YMCA of Metropolitan Lansing, worked out there many times, and if I'm the least bit thin, it's because of you.
We still hold the treadmill for you.
I bet you do.
We'll keep it safe.
Well, it's interesting you're holding it, because at the speed I was going, it was almost stopped anyway, so we're okay. Heather Cooper King, sales manager at the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau, winner of the C. Colton Carr Exemplary Volunteer of the Year Service Award, is on the phone, and that is our third guest, Tammy Lemmer. So here we go. Have I got all that right now so far? Okay.
Good.
Got everybody introduced. And Tammy, you're on the line, so we're going to get to you in a second. Jeff, let's start with you. The YMCA of Metropolitan Lansing recently presented some awards to an individual and an organization. But beyond the awards, we want to talk a little bit about why individuals choose to give back and how organizations can partner, collaborate to improve the communities that they're in. So, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the C. Colton Carr Award first.
Great. Will do, Chris. Thanks for allowing us to kind of share this great information. As you're well aware, volunteers are the foundation of who we are as an organization. Annually, we benefit from nearly 500 volunteers supporting us in our delivery of impact to the community. The C. Colton Carr Award is, for us as an organization, is the highest volunteer recognition presented by the YMCA. And it's dedicated to the memory of C. Colton Carr, who for over 30 years exemplified the spirit and mission of the organization and served in various leadership roles. In addition to serving on the board of directors, C. Colton Carr was a charter member of the Lansing YMCA Men's Club and actually became its 29th president in 1935. In addition to that, he did international work for the YMCA on behalf of the Men's Club as an officer. And then last but not least, which is clearly very significant, is while being on the board of directors, he had served 27 consecutive years as the Lansing YMCA board secretary. So
wow.
I don't know if they had bylaws back then, but
that's a few
but
years.
That's pretty impressive. So 2018 for us marked the 37th year that this award has been given, Chris, and we were honored to present it to Heather Cooper Kim.
Unbelievable. Heather, congratulations. No kidding. This is a high award and a tremendous thing. Tell me a little bit about what you did to get this, right?
Well, sure. Well, first of all, I was completely shocked and very humbled and very honored to receive this award. I have served on the Metro Board of Directors for the Y for the last few years, and I've been the chair of the Christian Emphasis Committee for the last since 2011. In the last 4 years, I've been one of the team leaders for the Metro annual campaign. I'm very proud to be part of the Y. It's especially special to win such a prestigious award.
Well, listen, I can hear it in your throat. You're still a little awestruck by this whole thing. Okay, now bigger question. Why do you choose to give back to the community? And, you know, you're working full-time at the CVB. I see you over there all the time. There's a cloud of dust behind you wherever you go. Tell me a little bit about a busy lady like that being inspired to help.
Well, the Y has been such a special place in my life and in my heart. My dad was a volunteer and served for over 40 years.
Wow.
He too was chair of the Christian Emphasis Committee for that amount of time. So it was an honor to take over that position from him. And the extra special thing with this award was 10 years prior, my dad won the same C. Colton Carr Award. So it was the first time in the YMCA history of Lansing for two members of the same family to win the same award.
Father, daughter. But it's a family business now.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So you can go ahead and inscribe the next name.
Yeah.
Because we already know the last name, right? Okay.
It's going to happen.
Well, listen, congratulations, Tammy. That's an awesome honor, and congratulations on doing that.
So thank you.
That's really neat stuff. Jeff, let's talk about this next award now.
Yeah, let me give you a little bit of background on it first, Chris. And we're going to be talking about the Kelly Dean Healthy Living Community Impact Award. As you know, at the Y, we believe that the strength of our community comes from the collective impact of others working together through partnerships and collaborations for a common cause and purpose. The genesis of this award was based on those principles, and who better to be the spirit behind it than Kelly Dean and Dean Transportation. They do so many significant things, not only locally, but statewide, which impacts others. And he's such a selfless leader, a visionary leader. And so clearly it's an honor to have this award in his name. As it was being created 4 years ago, we designed the purpose to recognize other community-based organizations and business that are focused and committed on three goals. They have to be committed to improving and expanding access to healthy living opportunities in our community, region, and across the state. They have to be focused and give attention to creating a sustainable program model. And last, and most importantly, is they have to be committed to collaborating and working with others. And so instead of us staying in our silos and doing good things for important people, together we can accomplish more. And so in 2018, we were honored to recognize and present the 4th annual Kelly Dean Healthy Living Community Impact Award to our friends at the Tri-County Office on Aging.
Unbelievable stuff it is. And I know firsthand about Dean Transportation, Kelly Dean. We've been personal friends for, believe it or not, 44 years.
Wow.
My wife introduced us a little before we were married. So I know the great stuff he does. Now, tell me a little bit about the Tri-County Office of Aging partnership and the why and how the collaboration benefits the community. Tammy, congratulations. Jump in there and tell me about that.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, we certainly appreciate being recognized by the YMCA of Metropolitan Lansing with the Kelly Dean Healthy Living Community Impact Award. As the local area agency on aging, we are focused on the health and wellness and quality of life of older adults, but also caregivers and family members who are working with those older adults. And certainly, we value the partnerships that we have in the community, especially with organizations like the Y. We are focused on promoting and making available healthy aging activities, and we know the tremendous impact they have on the well-being of older adults. So contributing and working in the community to meet the needs of older adults, we work with the Y specifically on a program called Enhanced Fitness, so it's a senior-focused physical fitness program, specially tailored to meet the needs of older adults. As we age, our bodies change, our abilities may change. And so to have community partners like the Y who are making their facilities available, making staff available to run these evidence-based programs, it makes such a huge difference and helps us expand our reach. As the Area Agency on Aging, we're also, we just value partnerships across the community, making programs such as fall prevention available, health and wellness workshops, diabetes, chronic disease, self-management. The list goes on. And so to be able to have a partner like the Y who's helping to, again, expand our reach, make these programs available, it's just a great benefit to the community, and we are grateful for that partnership.
Well, congratulations to you and Heather and Jeff. Thanks for coming down here.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. And I guess the call of the day is volunteerism and collaboration. Those are the important things. Thanks for joining us on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat. We want to thank all of our guests today and, of course, all of you for joining us. And as usual, from all of us here at the Michigan Business Network, we wish you a very prosperous day.